Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
The reception of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is clear evidence of a mass awakening. The people are waking up to see Fauci for what he is, an absolute psychopath. We've learned of how he directed experiments at the NIAID in which beagles had their vocal cords removed and their heads enclosed in cages where sand fleas ate them alive. And we've learned of how he fraudulently used PCR tests to illegitimately push a known deadly drug upon tens of thousands of people. And many are now learning that in 1992, under the direction of Anthony Fauci, the NIAID funded drug trials on HIV-positive children. Although many of the children were healthy and asymptomatic, they had merely tested positive via faulty PCR tests administered through New York's Child Welfare Department, who then handed them over to the deadly experiments. Most of the drugs being tested on the children were already known to cause deformities, organ failure, brain damage, and other lethal side effects. And yet, the children were required to continue with the drugs regardless of negative side effects. Those administering the drugs were explicitly told that all adverse side effects they witnessed in the children were being caused by the HIV infection and not the drugs. When parents refused to consent to these barbaric trials, Children's Services took their kids and placed them with foster families or children's homes where participation in the trial would be assured. When the children resisted the deadly drugs, they were brought to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital, where plastic tubes were surgically inserted into their stomachs, and the deadly drugs they were trying to escape were pumped directly into their bodies. Once the children died, their bodies were added to a mass grave in Hawthorne, New York, a large pit with astroturf thrown over it. To get around the Nuremberg Code and other laws, the state of New York created a special review board comprised of the hospital stakeholders. One may wonder, other than torturing and killing innocent children, what were they trying to accomplish? They already knew of the negative side effects that these drugs were having on adults. But the more we learn about Anthony Fauci, the more we realize that he is an absolute psychopath. And it doesn't matter why psychopaths do what they do. Fauci and his criminal cohorts belong in cages, at the very least. Anthony Fauci is just one old crook in a massive conspiracy that is aggressively pushing to inject everyone's children with the new deadly and debilitating mRNA experimental jabs, whether you like it or not. Going after Fauci is a drop in the bucket, but at least it's a start. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Lord knows what happened if you didn't partake, but back then, anyone who refused to get vaccinated would get ratted out immediately because we knew that person could hurt other people. The common wheel was a common wheel. Now we're engaged in a similar struggle with COVID, and Eisenhower would be aghast. We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated and now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue, the right to get sick and get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help
folks,
them wherever.
Stay with us. We'll be back.
Until we find.
We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. It tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. This is already going to be the most important broadcast I have ever done. And then, 10 minutes before showtime, the news broke. This is so incredible, ladies and gentlemen, that I just don't even have words right now. We already knew this, but now it's confirmed. And now they must all be arrested right now. Now, when I read this to you, you're going to want to go physically attack Pfizer and Fauci and Bill Gates. Don't do that. That's their plan. But ladies and gentlemen, you know Pfizer and the FDA did not want to release to the public until the year 2077. That's 50 years from now, 50 plus years from now, any of the documents from when they started doing the injections in January, late January of this year, 11 months ago, 10 and a half months ago. Ladies and gentlemen, they have hundreds of thousands of documents. They were ordered that they have to release 500 documents a month. So in the first few pages they released, it admits mass death caused by the injections where they know it kills people. Now, Robert Barnes is arriving today. He's filing suits for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in Waco with one of the main whistleblowers that actually brought this out 2 months ago. And we first told you about it. And then they got to the British Medical Journal that checked the documents, confirmed they were real, and said, oh, my God. This is a massive criminal operation. The boldness of these people is unbelievable. Now, I'm going to go over this. But I was already completely just blown away. I knew this was coming, but it's here. It is mainstream news that in Australia, the European Union, that's 25 countries, the UK, Canada, and the United States, and it's on the CDC's own website, are preparing to lock down everybody basically permanently, have block captains with machine guns that control everything, and they're going to go door-to-door and forcibly inject you or your power will be cut off. And the president of the European Union just gave a speech about it. We have that video in English, and it gets worse. The president of the European Commission is not elected. And formerly, it's been Herman Van Rompuy and all the rest of these people who are open world government exterminists. You know, your grandpa might have told you about the Nazis. These are people that created the Nazis. Same family line, same groups. They're all royalty. And they want you dead. And they are engaged in a bold war against you. So this is next level psycho, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we have videos out of Australia. where they are shutting down highways and hunting people that escaped a quarantine facility. What they do is they keep PCR testing you forever and saying you can never get out. It's all fraud. It's all just a smokescreen for martial law. Because their financial Ponzi scheme is coming down and they want to end up on top of it, not going to prison. All we got to do is arrest these people. We can fix all our problems, folks. But instead, so many people are going to follow their orders right into a global civil war, which is their plan, which I don't want. But no wonder they wanted us off the air before they did all this. Now it's worse. I have newscasts around the U.S. saying, we're sick of the lockdowns. We're sick of the sick people. We're sick of the full hospitals. Arrest the unvaccinated. They're the reason everybody's sick and dying. Because last year they were hyping it up. This year, record level deaths of the vaccinated. And the people that did that don't want to admit they were wrong or conned. That's Stockholm Syndrome. So they're being told, blame Robert F. Kennedy Jr., blame Joe Rogan, blame Alex Jones. That's all over the news. They're all over Twitter, all over Instagram, just pouring in. Jones needs to be arrested. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Joe Rogan, they're murderers. They are causing the record death. No, you did. It's in the shot, and I have all the science. Now, I was coming in here to cover the forced inoculation news. I've got three stacks on that. We always knew they were going to do it, but they're moving quick, and that's going to trigger a civil war. I mean, I'm sorry. I'll avoid problems, but if somebody comes to my house in an armored vehicle with SWAT teams with deadly injectors that give you heart attacks and brain cancer, I'm going to try to leave my house, but then they're going to come in the woods and get me. I mean, at a certain point, you just can't run from this, and they know that, and this will bring down civilization already. Making firefighters, police, medical workers take it or firing them is crippling everything. I have multiple family members that are older that need medical procedures that are not elective, and they can't even get the facilities they used to go to answer the phone for months. They physically go in and they go, sorry, we can't do procedures. Half the staff were fired. They can't fix power outages all over the country because over a third of the workers that work at the power companies have been fired. They're firing nuclear plant workers, okay? They knew people wouldn't take this. They wanted it to be deadly. They want it to be known it kills people. So then all the corporate chiefs will fire everybody and civilization collapses and then open war starts and then we all kill each other. There is nothing valiant. There is nothing cool. There is nothing wonderful about the civil war that we are on the edge of and the mass crime. We don't want it to happen. But I tell you this, we all have a right to survive. And if I was the FBI and if I was the federal marshals and if I was the ATF and if I was the CIA, I would be figuring out for your own asses that the country and the world's going down and your money won't be worth the ink it's written on, the paper it's written on. That's why you see operatives coming out and very eloquently, like Laura Logan, and saying this is a takeover, it's an evil tyrant plan, Fauci is Mengele emergency. She's high level deep state, but not a bad person. And she's telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they're killing us. So I choose self-preservation and I choose God. Now, let me tell you, I was already beyond angry this morning, just absolutely supercharged when I got up at 5 a.m. and went in front of my desktop with a cup of coffee, and I turned on Infowars.com, and I watched Fauci and Obama standing over 5-, 6-, and 7-year-old children, helping the nurses inject them with living death. And the reason it made me mad is not just for those children. We've got to do something. We can't let them do this. So there's that. It gets worse, okay? I was already going to come in here and say this tops any time we've ever been in. When I say this is the biggest broadcast, it doesn't mean this show is the big broadcast. What I'm saying is, on a meter, on a gauge, when I say this is the highest level of tyranny we've ever seen, this just jumped and doubled everything in one day. I'm telling you, they're going to turn the power off. They're going to burn down our cities. We're going to have a nuclear war. I just say you're ready for death. I mean, this is it. We're already in a biological war. The federal government's run by criminals that work with the globalists that are allied with China. They're hitting us with fentanyl. They're hitting us with viruses. They're hitting us with poison shots. My God, and they're injecting 5- and 6-year-old kids, and the mothers bring their daughters and sons up, and the president's right there, former president, while they inject them. And they've got cartoon characters there telling the kids how great it is, where the whole cartoon character's face is covered with masks. I mean, this is just a frickin' death cult. Then I remembered all the footage and all the videos of Bill Gates and all of them injecting the kids and giving them vaccines in Africa. Well, he looks like he's got a psycho look on his face, and they admit that many of those kids died that he gave that to was live polio. And I'm just like, they've already done it there, and now they're doing it here. And that's why they say we love the brown people. We love the brown people because you know who they're mainly targeting in these schools, and they're lying and telling folks in these minority schools, oh, you got to take the shot. In some cases, we've got video in Maryland where they have police dogs in there. They're threatening them on the first day of school. Better take the shot. You're not allowed to go in. Same thing in Australia. And then they inject them. And it goes right to their ovaries, and they're never going to have children. You could say, well, we don't need a bunch of brown poor people. Really? You're really going to sign on to that? See, that's what I'm saying. And then they go and hype up the brown people to be racist and horrible, so then we have a war with each other. It's the same thing. They want us to kill each other, and we're here laying it out. Forced inoculations, military door to door, children being injected with deadly poison. It's all happening now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us, come.
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Show a theme name with a link to the audio. Then, of course, there's later the video feed once that developed that we've now been putting out over 16 years. Maximum red alert. Unelected EU president calls for forced inoculations. UK, Australia, US also developing plans for forced injections. Then it says, meanwhile, elite super predators Barack Obama and Anthony Fauci visit elementary schools overseeing the injection of helpless children with Pfizer's GMO gene therapy. I should say deadly as well. There can no longer be any doubt. A criminal consortium of mega corporations have launched a planetary depopulation operation under the guise of COVID-19. Watch live and share this link if you want to live. Now, that's today's headline that I wrote right before I went live, or that I dictated. We're going to put out a whole new page. We're going to leave that one up. A whole nother global emergency bombshell headline. And how do you come up with a headline big enough? House of Cards collapses? The end of the globalists? I mean, how do you say bombshell, 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 bombshell in a world where people call everything epic? No, ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest news ever. Not, and a lot of you are going to say, well, Alex, we already know this. You know this, but now we know the FDA knew that the shots were killing everybody, and they knew that last October before it even started here, because they'd done secret trials, that it would cause massive increases in heart attacks and myocarditis and strokes and all the rest of it. Remember, that was in the documents from the FDA and CDC in October of 2020. Just pull it up. But now we know that they criminally went to the federal court under lawsuits and said, we don't want to release for 55 years. Here's Reuters. What? Wait, FDA wants 55 years to process FOIA request over vaccine data. And now we know why. Multi-1,000% increase in heart attacks and deaths, and that's just getting started. Thousands of deaths the first month, with probably only 1% of the time when someone actually died, they admit, would they actually say it was the shot? I'm going to say that again. The first two people that took the vaccine are both dead. All these famous people that took it are dead. Hundreds of footballers, heart attacks, dozens dead. You all anecdotally see it. You've had friends and family that died or had strokes or heart attacks right after they took it. But this is the FDA's own studies where the lawsuits have been filed that they were covering up the adverse reactions. So they did studies once they rolled the shots out. That's not how you ever do it. You do it before that in animals, then in humans that volunteer. Usually takes 5 years. Oh, we're just going to bypass that because they'd already secretly done all the tests under other names. We showed you all those documents. University of Texas, a national initiative of Barack Obama. 2010 to 2014. When it's an initiative, that's like the Manhattan Project. Dozens of schools, three schools alone in Texas, North Carolina running it. University of Texas put the report out and said, we've developed the vaccines you asked for that create spike protein, and they cause most of the animals that take them to die. Very quickly, of blood clots. Their lungs get eaten, their hearts get eaten. proceed with extreme caution in human trials. Yeah, there's Mr. Shakespeare, dead after he took the shot. First man to take it in the UK. Dead as a doornail. So they have tried to suppress us so they could carry this out. They've done their best to take us off air. But thanks to your support and prayer and this incredible crew, from the IT people to the janitor, we've stayed on air. And Band.Video is live right now streaming this. And millions of people tune in every day. But I want to get outside the choir. I want you to take the live feed from freeworldnews.tv of the Alex Jones Show. That's the link that doesn't get blocked. freeworldnews.tv. And send it to everyone you know. Go to freeworldnews.tv and just go to the Alex Jones section. You'll see the live feed right there. That's the link you want from freeworldnews.tv. It's the same as band.video, but it's a different URL. And you share that and you say, bombshell, FDA documents confirm thousands of deaths in first month from COVID vaccine. From Pfizer COVID injection. But that's not enough. Global criminal bombshell. FDA tried to suppress evidence that thousands died from Pfizer shot in first month. Not even strong enough. Global criminal nightmare. A Joseph Mengele 2.0. Pfizer and FDA worked together to suppress evidence that Pfizer shot killed thousands in first month of injections. I mean, you see, it's not just that it's killing people. It's that they covered it up, and they knew, and they did it. And they, I guess they didn't own every judge. I guess they didn't own every politician. I guess people don't want to die. Like I said yesterday, the dam's breaking. Laura Logan. Why would Laura Logan come out and finally say, they want to kill us. They're Joseph Mengele. Jesus, stop them. It's a total lie. It's a takeover program. She knows that. She's not dumb. You hear about the CIA, that's a big, giant, floating thing. But, I mean, she's up at the top of it with her husband. And she's saying, this is evil, this is wrong, stand against it. Because she finally figured out there's no hope in the system. It wants to kill us. And how many more judges, and how many governors, and how many legislators, and how many preachers, and how many firefighters, and police, and medical workers are going to finally say, oh, my God, it's real. They're killing us on purpose. We've got to stand against it now! I knew this was coming 20-something years ago from their own damn documents. They're not spending trillions of dollars and running around like chickens with their heads cut off to set up this plan because they didn't intend to not pull the frickin' trigger. So, they knew this was going to come out. They thought they could contain it and control it. They thought that their well taken care of talk show hosts and judges and people would figure the truth out, but figure, hey, don't worry, you don't have to take it. You'll still have your private jet. Just work with us. And people are like, ah, screw you. You think we're signing on to mass murder? No way. Well, we'll take what you got. Take what you got. You think we don't know you'll get us next? You think when the Kissinger Group tried to hire me 15 years ago and other groups reached, you think I was dumb? Even if I was an evil son of a bitch, I would know that they're going to screw me in the end. I thought I'd come in here with the top story of all the announcements of worldwide martial law enforced inoculation being prepared in total lockdowns. It's the same plan from Australia to the U.S. now being announced by the EU dictator. See how there's always more levels to it. It's not just the EU president is saying we're preparing forced inoculation plan. We got to get the public ready for this. That's the speech. I'll play it coming up. She's a dictator. The EU is a commission that was self-appointed, set up in the early 1950s under the Treaty of Rome. And they run everything. It's all a fraud. And it's here. And again, the EU dictator says get ready for four shots. And they're saying it everywhere. And Biden's getting ready for it. They're coming for you and your family. They want to kill you. We have launched the most important sale of the year. Because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great, and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Maximum red alert. Maximum red alert. Maximum red alert. We are not just here talking about what they've already done to us. We must ask ourselves, how would they carry out such a mass extermination operation that's already killed millions worldwide with these deadly shots that are soft kill binary weapons? How would they get away with this? And the answer is a massive financial collapse, a war, or a combination of it. They've also got antimatter weapons where they could detonate a very small amount of antimatter and claim a huge asteroid hit. You're like, why would they want to kill everybody? That's in their own literature. The globalists say they want to kill all humans on Earth. Elon Musk has come out and started talking about it. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I know that Elon Musk does listen to the show. I'll leave it at that. And he wants to go interplanetary. I think the jury's out on him. He came out against the vaccine, but he says if you want to put a chip in your brain, you know, by all means, he'll be the one to sell it to you. But he does live most of the time here in Austin, basically lives at his new factory. And also got a place out by the river, but he came out and said, we're under mind control and we've got to remove the false software they've loaded into our mind and reboot ourselves with the core that we were made in the universe. And that's what Reset Wars is taped in the last few months. And then Elon Musk is saying, it's like when he was on Joe Rogan the time before last, a couple of years ago, and he talked about the different dimensions and how we exist in different dimensions and how we have to be conscious of that. And that's just somebody that's dialed in. And I can tell you that Musk is in charge of the secret space program that NASA always had in place. And things are a lot more advanced than what you're seeing, I can tell you that. And I can tell you they already got a bunch of stuff on the dark side of the moon. 3D printers, you name it, so they can have drone aircraft, robot aircraft, unmanned aircraft go deliver the production parts for what they're creating there. And I could reverse engineer that, but also had that, of course, directly from people at the White House and then also folks that work for Musk. And the reason I'm bringing up Musk right now is after Roger Stone leaves us, when he hops in at the start of the next hour on Donald Trump and the Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell trial and claims by a pilot that Trump was on the Lolita Express, we'll be talking about that with Roger coming up at the bottom of the hour. And that's an important item, so I'm still going to cover it. But here's the deal. Trump and Rittenhouse and, oh, Fredo got fired at CNN, the guy that says you're not allowed to read WikiLeaks, but he can. All of that is just window dressing. And I like Rittenhouse and all the rest of it. It's just, that's bread and circus, ladies and gentlemen, compared to the global rollout of forced injections that begin growing protein crystals in you that are designed to kill you over 5 to 10 years. They're just so strong, it's killing a lot of people right up front. The globalists are a little too greedy to kill us a little too fast. And I know they had debates. And you can pick up on it all. You know, Gates is like, well, I think it should be the Moderna shot 3 times stronger, but Pfizer's not as strong, so you'll need boosters. And, of course, they know it erases your immune system. The stronger it is, the worse it is. It's a gene therapy. So we got their number, folks. And I'm telling you that you are all in grave danger. There could be a nuclear war anytime. The U.S., people that run our country, have moved a bunch of missiles up to the Russian border. The Russians are moving missiles up. They're moving missiles into other former Eastern Bloc countries. And meanwhile, China's bombing us with viruses and fentanyl, and we just love it. So big stuff's going down. China's talking about invading Taiwan any day. The word is, the Pentagon believes at the highest levels. Elon Musk believes that there's a very good chance of a war in January. So, all I can say is get right with God, and I would also get prepared. Because the end of the bubble's here, and the globalists intend to be on top of it once this goes down. And so we've become a sinful, evil people. We've killed hundreds of millions of our children, held billions of them around the world. And you know, God's like, well, if you don't like them in the womb, how about I let Satan kill them outside the womb? How about I let you see what I see? Because God sees a baby in the womb just as important as a little 5-year-old or 3-year-old or 2-year-old outside the womb. So God's like, okay, I've been protecting you. How about I just don't protect you and let you see what the children are going through? And so we're going to get it. I mean, I would tell you on the current trajectory that most people are going to be dead in just a few years. I mean, if we don't stop the New World Order. They already say by 2030, 90% of us will be dead. And we have world leaders saying that. We just go, oh, great, there's too many people. Don't you people understand you're going to be dead too? That's why AOC starts crying and Beto starts crying because they've been read in on all of this. They've been told, oh, the world ends by 2030. That's why William Shatner starts crying when he gets off the spaceship and goes, oh, so much death is about to happen, the cataclysm. So sad everyone has to die, but the Earth is sick. I mean, I guess it's the right thing, right? We're like, shh, Bill, you're 90 years old. Why don't you come on over here? Okay, so much death. Everybody's about to die. Because sir, you'll be protected. You've got your passcode. Helicopters are ready. At the minute we think it's there, we'll evac you out to the main zone. It's in northern Canada. They got bases everywhere. And we're all about to die. So just get ready and enjoy it. Hope you all enjoyed being liberal. Hope you enjoyed all your race war. Hope you enjoyed all your crap. Because that's all just a prelude and different scenarios. They've got like a video game, how they want to kill us, how they want to make us hate each other. But they've got an accelerated program into nuclear war and bioweapon and mass death where, hell, we're almost all gone very soon. Or they might toy with us with vaccines and poisoning us and slowly kill us. But the goal is 2030. And even in years like 2018, 2019, I'm like, maybe we'll defeat the globalists. Maybe we'll back them off. You know, they say by 2020 they're going to launch their big lockstep takeover, probably using a virus. And, you know, I hope we backed them off. I hope they don't do it because they're way behind. And they're not behind now, are they, boys and girls? They're not behind now, are they? Are they? I'm as serious as life and death here. I'm not saying this to be dramatic. I'm not saying this. I'm saying it because it's true. And before they kill us, they turn people into useless, demonic, empty, selfish people that even as children are being killed in front of us with these shots, we do nothing. And it's all a metaphysical trick. And as soon as we don't stand up for the children, they're killing all over the world with these shots right now and maiming and diseasing for life, giving them slow kill abortions in front of everybody with the Grim Reaper Fauci and Obama hovering over elementary students while they get injected. If we put up with that, God is going to remove the hedge of protection. This is all a ritual. The globalists are metaphysical. They're all about energy. They know what they're doing. And if they can get you to let them hurt children and kill children en masse, you don't have any spiritual protection. God washes his hands clean of it and says, all right, then, you don't want me in your life? I'm opening the portal. And then you know what happens. Oh, how fun. Look, you get to meet Obama and Fauci. And the black people. Oh, they're going to get their little shot. And here's a nice little white boy. He's getting his little injection. I've got my daughter. She's scared, but these guys are going to help you. Don't worry. They're really getting off on it. Look at that ghoul. Look at that demon Fauci. He will burn in hell. Look at that little psycho monster involved in child sacrifice right in front of us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100. and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
During the break, I am busily taking these articles that I'm about to cover and these government documents that I'm about to break down and sending them to Tucker Carlson, sending them to Joe Rogan, sending them to other prominent people I know saying, hey, the House of Cards just fell. But if we let the corporate media spin this in the next few days, it'll just normalize it. Normalize death from these shots. When major crimes have been committed, not just killing people, but knowing it was killing people in the October documents because of what was happening in the UK, where they had already rolled it out, plus they'd already done studies secretly before, and now we have the first tranche of documents. Federal court orders them to consecutively begin releasing data on what happened when people were injected, separate from the VERA system, the FDA's own internal documents. So all we got was the first month. They ordered the documents to be released, and they released just the tiny first little bit, and it's thousands of dead, they admit, from the injection. And you know the criminals that run Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Google and Twitter and Apple are suppressing it because they are now in live time. Let's put the double show headline up, please. I don't want everybody to share it at InfoWars.com, the new one. Maximum global bombshell. Judge orders Pfizer FDA to release documents. First doc dump says thousands killed by shot in first month. in February, remember that criminal Fauci 6 months ago said, every death, 99% of the deaths by COVID are the unvaccinated. And he used numbers from 2020 when no one was vaccinated. Oh, so of course, 99%. That wouldn't have even sounded true if he said 100. It was really 100. 100% were unvaccinated because nobody was vaccinated. Oh, 99% of those dying didn't have the shot. Yeah, because no one had the shot. I mean, and the media just ran with that for months and months and months and months, pecking at people's brains like woodpeckers to get that into their head. And the whole time they knew in the FDA and CDC documents that already came out in October. And now we have them, oh, well, maybe they just didn't read their own documents. Maybe they were just stupid. No, they had to fire a bunch of board members in the FDA, in the NIH, in the CDC to finally get boards that would approve it and then as an emergency use and then approve it in children and say, well, we got to see what it does. And remember, he's the guy that made COVID-19. That's the devilish arrogance of all this. So I'm going to cover all this in great scientific detail at the bottom of the hour, next hour. That gives you time. That gives you time to take the links. We can put the live show feed up there from Infowars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv and send this to everyone. I mean, if you don't send this to people, please put the InfoWars headline out. If you don't send it to people, you're helping murder children. And I'm not trying to guilt you. I'm saying I expect people to print off copies of this. I expect people to share the videos. Share the Twitter account putting it out. Links to the federal government. Go look at it for yourself. It's time for civil disobedience, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to lead by example. I am going to go out to places where they're doing the injections. And I'm going to bullhorn them, and I'm going to make huge scenes. I pledge that in the next few days. And everybody else needs to do it. We need to, this is normal. If they're giving you something they know gives you major heart problems, particularly in children, and they're coming after children and doing it now, and the numbers are coming in of little kids having heart attacks and dying. I have medical doctors on Fox News to their credit, and on Sky Television to their credit, and on local Canadian TV saying, we've got multi-thousand percent increases in miscarriages after women take these shots. We've got little children having heart attacks. We know what's happening. Chronic inflammation in the heart is caused by this. We've got to warn people. We've got to get out of our comfort zones. I'm not being dramatic here. I'm just freaking out for a minute. It's normal to have an anxiety attack about this, but I don't have a lot of anxiety attacks. I never even got an anxiety attack before I was about to get in a fist fight or anything, but or even when family dies. But this is the killing of our children. And I might have to go off air for a while here. Tell you what, guys. Let's play the dictator of the European Union, the president of the European Union, appointed by themselves since the Treaty of Rome, 1956, saying they have to get ready, prepare the public for forced inoculations. That's coming to your house, making you take it. It doesn't matter what you want. They're going to hold you down and do it. And it's already begun with Aborigines in Australia. And then I have footage from ABC News. Teenagers from remote NT community arrested after escape from Howard Springs COVID quarantine facility. ABC News. And, of course, this is all coming here. It's already here, and I have the documents where it's being planned here. It's on the CDC's own damn website. They call it shielding. Jim Cramer demands Biden-imposed military force vaccine mandate. I mean, this is all the talking point. There's Howard Stern saying it. They're all saying it. It's just, it's sick. A bunch of old, sick, rich people who want the power to just maim and kill everybody so they can have the world. And that's the idea of sick psychos. That's their mindset. That's how they operate. They just have an instinct to want to kill everybody. And you see that throughout history, and good people who live under a Christian system haven't had to go through that like other people, so we just think, oh, we're safe. We're not safe, because we're not Christian anymore. And now the devil's got us in his jaws. And now he's about to eat us. And so, God helps those who help themselves, ladies and gentlemen. So I ask you now, to not be violent, but to civil disobedience. I expect every billboard pushing these poison shots to have the truth spray painted on it today. I expect people to use your own ingenuity, do banner hangs everywhere on highways, exposing FDA covered up vaccine death. Criminally, arrest them. I want Seth Gottlieb arrested. I want Stephen Hahn arrested. I want James C. Smith arrested. I want Anthony Fauci arrested. All of them are on the revolving door of Big Pharma and the FDA. And they're the criminals that did it. And I want Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates arrested for crimes against humanity in Nuremberg too. I don't know about you, but I can't back down. I'm not even thinking about backing down. I don't give a hell what they do to me because they're going after children and I've got a job to stand up against them. So God built InfoWars and God put us here for this fight. And God, thanks to the blessings of God, helped forge me under the stress of the last 28 years for the moments we're now living in. And you were forged for this. But this is mass murder going on all around you. Soft kill, debilitating illnesses, the murder of our children with those ghouls, Obama and Fauci, leaning over the children, holding them while they're injected. I mean, this is sick. They're while helping the orgy of biologically raping these children. Biden and Fauci helping biologically, medically rape all these little kids while they peer over and convince them it's all going to be so fun. And then you get your little cards and go back outside for a while. But don't worry, even more shots will now be demanded. And that little demonic garden gnome, that little psychotic grim reaper there doing all this. Fauci, look at those poor little girls. They know to be scared of Obama. Separately. We've got things that help your body and help you be healthy and boost your immune system like vitamin mineral fusion. We need money to fund our operation. This is a great formula and it's 40% off and I need funds to fight these tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force Plus 40% off, Turbo Force 40% off, a bunch of other stuff like Prostaguard 50% off. With free shipping, double Patriot points, and it does end this weekend because so much stuff is almost sold out. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% Curcuminoid, it's back in stock, 40% off. The liquid version's excellent as well, it's 40% off. We've got the new toothpaste in, the Coral Calcium, very high quality with no additives in it. It's a concentrate, it's very, very strong. You only use about a half as much on your toothbrush. It's now available. You get it 50% off when you get it with the activated charcoal toothpaste or mouthwash at drjonesnaturals.com, drnaturals.com, or get the regular deals at InfoWarsStore.com. And that funds us in this fight. We can't forget while this war intensifies to continue to fund our operations. This operation is your operation, and I am honored to be in the hot seat right here captaining this important ship of truth. Thanks to you commissioning us into this war, and I will never back down. I will never give in. Please pray for us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.